player, knowing you don't have playoffs in mind or anything like that?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you, at the beginning of the year, you set goals, and you know you try to accomplish those goals. And when you can't do that, it's really tough, you know, because that's what it's about, you know. In life, you want to set goals and you're trying to achieve them, you know, short term, long term. You know, you always taught that, even as an athlete, same thing. And when you can't do that, it's tough on you. But it's football, and that's part of sports. You just got to learn how to push through and finish strong.
Jenny has been pretty vocal about this may be an evaluation time for everybody in this locker room.
Uh-huh.
Kind of get that sense from him, too, and all the other coaches?
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, I'm going to continue to do what I've been doing. You know, I play hard every snap, and, you know, I'm not worrying about it. You know, I mean, it is. It's a test of character, and you see who's going to finish strong, and those are the guys you want, you know, around you.
Anything be different this week? Everything be the same? Will this be different week for you guys at all? Or?
Well, we're gonna approach it the same way. You know, we're going to put in the game plan the same way. We're going to practice the same way. You know, we're out of the playoffs, but, you know, we don't want to lose three straight games. So we're definitely going to fight hard. And, you know, we still have a nasty taste in our mouth about San Diego coming in here and whooping us pretty bad last time.
Speaking of that, I mean, do you think about that at all? The players talk about that? I mean, is there a pride issue there knowing what they did to you?
Well, no, something within yourself. You know, everyone is loving to know the score of the last game, and you know that was ridiculous. And you know, we're a better team than that. We're a better team than what we've displayed all year. So, you know, we have something to play for this week.
What about Christmas Eve? What's your thoughts on playing Christmas Eve? Different? Ever played on it?
I think I played on Christmas. I'm not sure. I think I played on Christmas in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hawaii Bowl, I believe. Yeah, the Sheridan Hawaii Bowl. So, I mean, you know, I'm still with my family, got my teammates around, and you know, when I get home, I have my family there.
As far as the type of season you've had, kind of a breakout season, is it tempered a little bit by the fact that this team is not going to be in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, whenever you accomplish things and you do pretty good individually, it's always overlooked when you're losing. You know, you can do a bunch of good things and no one will never know about it because you're losing. It's that much better when you're winning. So, of course.
Will it make it any better if you are named to the Pro Bowl? If you do get that recognition, does it make it any better for you?
Yeah, just a little bit. But my ultimate goal is to win playoff games, win Super Bowls. But you know, that's definitely an accomplishment. You know, it's a blessing to be able to say you're a Pro Bowl player. But if I have the opportunity to play in that game, I'm gonna take advantage of it. And you know, it's an accomplishment, it's an achievement.
You think you deserve to be in the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm worrying about San Diego, but if you want to talk Pro Bowl, we can talk Pro Bowl. But you know, that's a goal of mine. You know, I want to be a Pro Bowl player. I want to be the best receiver in the league. So with that said, of course.
So maybe a little bit of a chip on your shoulder with what they did to you last time here, or is that so far in the past it's irrelevant?
No, definitely a chip on our shoulder. I mean, it's a pride thing. You know, you have someone come in your backyard and you lose that bad. You know, you got to remember that and try to play at least for that.
I mean, your numbers stack up great against 12 games.
Man, Pro Bowl, I don't know. We'll see. When it come out? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
At least tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow. But, you know, now I'm worrying about San Diego.
I just didn't know if you felt like you had a Pro Bowl-type season.
I've done some good things, but, you know, I can't contend on that. I have a lot of room to improve. But when you're talking Pro Bowl, it's a dream of mine to play in the NFL. It's a dream of mine to be in the Pro Bowl. So if I was to be, you know, elected to the Pro Bowl, then that would definitely be an achievement.
What's the first thing you do in Hawaii?
It's paradise, man. I gotta, you know, you just gotta relax and, you know, chill on the beach and get some of that sun. So, you know, I've been there twice already, and, you know, I love Hawaii.
But this time you'd be going for business.
I went for business those last two games. I had a bowl game with the team, with my college team, Central Florida. Then I went back for the All-Star game. So I had a lot to prove in both of those games because, you know, I was from a mid-major school, and, you know, I didn't even have a place at the combine yet, so I had to work when I was there.
Brennan, Elvis said next year is going to be no doubt with him. He's not going to be on the bubble with the problem. You kind of feel the same way, your third year? We won't be having this conversation.
Well, I can't speak about the Pro Bowl. I can tell you one thing, next year we won't be on the bubble as far as going to the playoffs. I think we'll be will be flying smooth around this time next year.
Especially all the young guys.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, Pro Bowl, hopefully I get in it next year or in every year after that. But, you know, we got to get to these playoffs.